Last month, the Atlanta City Council approved an ambitious goal for the city to rely solely on renewable energy by 2035. Here's Don Moreland of the Georgia Solar Energy Association speaking before the council vote.
We can do so through solar, through wind, through energy storage, and through hydroelectricity. 100% is not only doable, but the technology is currently here. We just need the leadership and the political will to make it happen, and Atlanta has the opportunity right now to be a leader.
There is another city that's taken the lead with renewables, and that's Las Vegas. Last year, the city met its goal for all city services to completely rely on renewable energy. Las Vegas City Manager Betsy Fretwell has been part of that push. It's a pleasure to have you. Thanks.
Thank you, Celeste.
I would assume that Las Vegas would be one of the hardest cities to rely solely on renewable energy because there's so many neon lights. How did you accomplish that?
Well, obviously, it's taken a huge community partnership, and we've had incredible leadership among some of the private sector partners. But we focused first on the city of Las Vegas proper and our own city facilities, and that was a great way to get a start.
And then it becomes, a negotiation with casino owners and business owners, correct?
Well, we actually have been working with many of the casino owners, and many of them have been making incredible investments in their own right to improving their renewable portfolio utilization. At the city, we have been investing very heavily in solar and have made great strides to move us towards that 100% renewable utilization, which we achieved in January, I'm proud to say.
Well, then let's hear from our president talking about solar energy and specifically. This is an interview he did with CNBC, and he said there is no demand for solar.
I believe in solar, and I believe in all of the new forms that we're coming up with. I mean, I use solar, but, you know, it's about a 30-year payback. That's not exactly something that people are going to be rushing out to buy, and they don't have it perfected, and the strength isn't there yet. But we're going to be opening up energy. We're going to get the miners back to work. We're going to be doing a lot of things to spur the economy.
So the essential argument he's making there is that solar is not yet grown up enough to rely on. What have you found in Las Vegas?
Well, we found that our payback period is just under 9 years, and the asset life is 14-plus years. So we've actually had a different experience than what the president was quoted at. But we've been focusing in on this since 2006. And, you know, we are in a situation in southern Nevada where we have somewhere around 360 clear, sunny days. So that also helps.
Obviously. So then let's go hear from the president one more time. And he's talking about both wind and solar here. But this was an often quoted comment that he made because he's saying it's too expensive.
It's so expensive. And honestly, it's not working so good. I know a lot about solar. I love solar. But the payback is what? 18 years. Oh, great. Let me do it. 18 years. The wind kills all your birds. All your birds killed. You know, the environmentalists never talk about that.
So that's a different, that time he said 18 years before for payback instead of 30 years. But what about this essential, argument about both the expense of renewables and the fact that they can have a bigger environmental impact than people think?
Well, I'm hoping that if Atlanta moves forward with their plans, and they're very aggressive, that they have the same kind of success that the city of Las Vegas has had. We've reduced our energy consumption by a third. We save $5 million annually in our energy costs. As I mentioned, our payback has been just
Wait,
under
you just
9 years.
You saved $5 million,
right.
Which would suggest that the renewables are less expensive.
Yes, we've actually reduced our costs from around $15 million a year to $10 million a year, and that's with adding facilities. We've taken nearly over 2 million city facilities square footage, completely renewable energy, and we've saved that kind of money for our taxpayers here.
What kind of traffic do you have? And by that I mean, to what extent do cars in the city of Las Vegas impact your push to rely on renewables?
Well, you know, we are paying very close attention to automated vehicles and automated technologies and how to create greater efficiencies in the use of city assets, streets and roadways, et cetera. But we don't really see a complete nexus there. We've been focusing primarily on getting our energy profile right and getting 100% renewable based on the council's goal from 2006. And we have been working very diligently to get to that level and are glad that we've reached that that 100% renewable level at this point. And we feel like that that will create a good community conversation about where to go next to try and improve our overall renewables throughout the community and how those are used.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Betsy Fretwell. She's the Las Vegas city manager, where they have already completely been relying on renewable energy for city services. Betsy, what do you wish you knew when this all started? What was one of the biggest unexpected obstacles?
Actually, just changing the culture here at the city to be more conservation-minded, to seek out greater efficiencies in the types of lighting that we choose, in the type of turf that we use, for instance, to try and reduce our water consumption. All of those things contribute. So, you know, you want to conserve, you want to be efficient, and then you want to use the best energy source that you can. And we've been focusing in on renewables, which is, for us, working to help us save money.
If that was one of the biggest obstacles, changing the culture, how did you achieve it?
Well, we actually did quite a bit of training, and we started building into all of our systems evaluation, trying to make sure that we were making the most sustainable decisions, things that would have greater return on our recovery levels, making sure that we're recycling, making sure that we're using energy-efficient facilities, and making sure that we were staying continually focused on that rate of return on our energy usage. So we focused a lot of our institutional decision-making on that. And one of the things that I think is really powerful is we did a huge partnership on leadership training with Caesars International. Their employees and our employees worked together in several day-long sessions about how to improve our energy utilization in both companies, our city government and their company, to help improve our bottom-line performance on the use of renewables.
So let me play you another comment from Don Moreland. He's with the Georgia Solar Energy Association. And here he is speaking during that city council meeting. And he's talking about the impact on energy imports.
We have no natural coal, natural gas, or petroleum. We have to import 100% of that. In exchange, we're actually in the export business. We export $30 billion annually to fuel our energy, only to burn it up. That pollutes our air and our water and our soil.
I wonder if you have seen an impact there in Las Vegas on energy imports.
Well, I believe that our statewide approach has been to improve our renewable component of our energy portfolio. So about 5 or 6 years ago, the state legislature decided that we would have at least 25% of all of our energy production to be renewable. Our major public utility here, Nevada Energy, has been striving to attain that and has done a mighty job of doing that. And so there's been a complete statewide push to move away from some of the traditional sources. And we have some unique things here. We have hydropower from the dam, from the Hoover Dam. And we also have thermal up in northern Nevada. So in addition to solar, we have three other very clean burning gases here. So we're really excited about those energy options that are available to us in southern Nevada and in Nevada overall. And that's helped us as well.
How important has state cooperation been? Could Las Vegas have reached these goals without cooperation from state lawmakers?
We actually have significant authority in the charter here at the city of Las Vegas to be able to make some of these business decisions about moving to 100% renewable. The state has been very involved in some of the community impacts. There's been some big debates over the last year about solar rebates and net metering kinds of conversations that have been unfolding and are still unfolding today at the Nevada State Legislature as they wind up this session. So there's a lot of conversations that have been happening, but we've had a great partnership with the governor's office and on this, on energy and sustainability. And we've been very fortunate to have great partnerships around the state where we're working together on these things.
So if you are going to get on the horn with our mayor, Kasim Reed, and give him one piece of advice, what would you tell him?
Stick to it. It takes a while, and you have to really stay focused on what you're trying to accomplish. If it's saving money or improving your carbon footprint, whatever those key goals are, stay focused on them. And don't be afraid of using alternative resources. We used rebates. We were willing to do some bonds. We didn't use any general fund money to do this, by the way, which the taxpayers really loved. And we've been saving the taxpayers $5 million a year by doing it.
Which I assume they also really loved.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't?
That is Las Vegas City Manager Betsy Fretwell. Last year, her city announced all city services were powered by renewable energy. So congratulations and thank you.
Thank you very much.